Certainly need the Lord's help this afternoon. I'd like to read in Genesis chapter 11. Genesis 11 and 1, the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, "Go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, "Behold, the people is one, and all they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. The people said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name." Did you notice that? "Let us make us a name." They did not say, "Let us make a name that glorifies the Lord." But they said, "Let us make us a name." And it says the Lord came down to see the city and the tower. Did you know that the actions of our lives get the attention of the Lord? Clark says the Aramaic translations of the Bible assert that the tower was for idolatrous worship, and that they intended to place an image on the top of the tower with a sword in his hand, probably to act as a talisman against their enemies. A talisman, I had to look that word up, is an object, typically an inscribed ring or stone, that is thought to have magic powers and to bring good luck. Let us build a tower, and let us make us a name. Whatever their design may have been, it is certain that this temple or tower was afterwards devoted to idolatrous purposes. Nebuchadnezzar repaired and beautified this tower, and it was dedicated to Baal, or the sun. The Chaldeans say that Babel was built by the giants, because Nimrod, one of the builders, is called in the Hebrew text a mighty man, or in the Septuagint, a giant. It is said of Nimrod in Genesis 10 and 9, "He was a mighty hunter before the Lord," or as others have rendered it, "a warrior and a rebel against the Lord." Let us build us a tower and make a name for ourselves. I think there's a lesson that we can learn from this. A man that was a rebel against the Lord, and people that were given to idolatry, were building a tower to make themselves a name. I'd like to read in 2 Samuel chapter 18. This is the ending of Absalom. 2 Samuel 18 and 9. "Absalom met the servants of David, and Absalom rode upon a mule, and the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak. And his head caught hold of the oak, and he was taken up between the heaven and the earth, and the mule that was under him went away. And a certain man saw it and told Joab and said, Behold, I saw Absalom hanged in an oak. And Joab said unto the man that told him, And behold, thou sawest him. Why didst not thou smite him there to the ground? And I would have given thee 10 shekels of silver and a girdle. And the man said unto Joab, Though I should receive 1,000 shekels of silver in my hand, yet would I not put forth mine hand against the king's son. For in our hearing the king charged thee and Abishai and Ittai, saying, Beware that none touch the young man Absalom. Otherwise should I have wrought falsehood against my own life, for there is no matter hid from the king, and thou thyself would have set thyself against me. Then said Joab, I may not tarry thus with thee. And he took 3 darts in his hand and thrust them through the heart of Absalom while he was yet alive in the midst of the oak. And 10 young men that bare Joab's armor compassed about and smote Absalom and slew him. And Joab blew the trumpet, and the people returned from pursuing after Israel, for Joab held back the people. And they took Absalom and cast him into a great pit in the wood, and laid a very great heap of stones upon him, and all Israel fled, every one to his tent. Now Absalom in his lifetime had taken and reared for himself a pillar, which is in the king's dale, for he said, I have no son to keep my name in remembrance. And he called the pillar after his own name, and it is called unto this day Absalom's place. Now notice, Absalom accomplished something in his lifetime. It said he had taken and reared up for himself a pillar. Not a pillar for the Lord, but a pillar for himself. And he said that this was to keep his name in remembrance. Not the name of the Lord, but the name of Absalom. Yes. Well, we do remember Absalom, don't we? Yes. We remember that he led a rebellion against his father. Probably one of the best kings that the children of Israel had ever had. He led a rebellion. We remember that he plotted revenge against his brother and waited maybe 2 to 3 years and had his brother killed. So we do remember him. It says that Absalom's pillar was erected in Kidron Valley, a valley identified with the king's garden, the king's owned land in the area. Kidron Valley contained tombs, burial graves, and the Garden of Gethsemane. For centuries, it was the custom among passers-by to throw stones at the monument Absalom raised. Residents of Jerusalem would bring their unruly children to the site to teach them what had become of a rebellious son. Can you imagine that? Son, you see this great monument here? Let me tell you the story about the man that had that monument raised to keep his name in remembrance. He was a rebel. And he brought an insurrection against his own father. Absalom probably didn't have this kind of remembrance in mind, that his pillar would be the object of ridicule and scorn for centuries, that people would make it a custom to throw stones at his pillar. But you know, when our lives are self-centered,
yes,
when we are trying to raise a pillar to our own selves, our own names, we are setting an example. We are leaving something for people to remember, but it's probably not what we had in mind. Now, Absalom's pillar or monument apparently was a burial place. But you notice in the story that Absalom was not buried there. It says back in verse 17, they took Absalom and cast him into a great pit in the wood, and laid a very great heap of stones upon him. And all Israel fled, every one to his tent. The scripture says, Proverbs 10 and 7, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. He wanted to have his name in remembrance. All of us in our lives symbolically do raise pillars. There are things of memory that we set aside in our lives. And I'd like to read about one that Jacob set up in Genesis chapter 28. Genesis 28 and 10. Jacob went out from Beersheba and went to Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set upon the earth, and the top of it reached to the heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad from to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. In thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. A prophecy of the coming of the Messiah. Verse 15, and behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all the places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken of thee, spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose early in the morning, and he took the stone that he had put for his pillows, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. It was a place in his life that God met him, and God gave him promises. It was a place that he felt was sacred. He wanted to be able to remember it. He probably wanted to come back in the future and say, see that pillar? That's the place the Lord visited me. That he gave me a promise that in my seed all the nations would be blessed. Verse 19, and he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone, which I have set for a pillar, shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, will I surely give the tenth unto thee. What a contrast between Absalom and Jacob.
Yes.
Absalom was raising a pillar to preserve his own name. But this, Jacob said, shall be God's house. He wanted to raise something up to remember the Lord. Joshua chapter 4. The crossing of the Jordan. Joshua 4 and 1. It came to pass when all the people were clean passed over the Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of the Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and shall leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God in the midst of the Jordan, and take ye up every man a stone upon his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. So they did that. And in verse 9, speaking of those stones, it says, They are there unto this day. A monument to the Lord, raising up a pillar of remembrance of what the Lord has done. I believe we need some of those kinds of things in our lives, that we can remember this is a place that the Lord met us and gave us victory. Let's read in Genesis chapter 31. Genesis chapter 31 and verse 11. The angel of God spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob. And I said, Here am I. I am the God of Bethel, verse 13, where thou anointest the pillar. The angel of the Lord was pointing back toward the pillar that Jacob had erected in his life. I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowedst a vow unto me. Now arise and get thee out from this land and return unto the land of thy kindred. And Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, Is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not counted of him strangers? For he hath sold us and hath quite devoured also our money. For all the riches which God hath taken from our father, that is ours and our children's. Now then, whatsoever God hath said unto thee, do. Then Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives upon camels. And he carried away all his cattle and all his goods which he had gotten, and the cattle of his getting. Verse 19, And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's. And Jacob stole away unawares to Laban the Syrian, in that he told him not that he had fled. So he fled with all he had, and rose up and passed over the river, and set his face toward the Mount Gilead. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled. Verse 25, Then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the Mount of Gilead. And Laban said to Jacob, What hast thou done that thou hast stolen away unawares to me and carried away my daughters as captives taken with the sword? Wherefore didst thou flee away secretly and steal away from me? And didst not tell me that I might have sent thee away with mirth and with songs, with tabard and with harp? And hast not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters? Thou hast done foolishly in so doing. It is in the power of my hand to do you hurt. But the God of your father spake unto me yesterday night, saying, Take heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad. And now, though thou wouldest needs be gone, because thou sore longest after thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods? Verse 36. And Jacob was wroth and chode with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, What is my trespass? What is my sin that thou hast so hotly pursued after me? Verse 41, Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I have served thee 14 years for thy two daughters and 6 years for thy cattle, and thou hast changed my wages 10 times. except the God of my father and the God of Abraham and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hadst sent me away now empty. God hath seen my affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked thee yesterday night. And Laban answered and said unto Jacob, these daughters are my daughters. These children are my children, and these cattle are my cattle, and all that thou seest is mine. What can I do this day unto these my daughters, or unto their children which they have borne? Now therefore come thou, let us make a covenant, I and thou. Let it be a witness between me and thee. And Jacob took a stone and set it up for a pillar. Seems like Jacob had some experience at this, didn't he? This was a memorable time of life. And Jacob said unto his brethren, gather stones. And they took stones and made a heap and did eat there upon the heap. Verse 48, and Laban said, this heap is a witness between me and thee this day. Therefore was the name called Galeed. And Mizpah, for he said, the Lord watch between me and thee while we were absent one from another. If thou afflict my daughters, or if thou shalt take other wives besides my daughters, no man is with us. See, God is a witness betwixt me and thee. And Laban said to Jacob, behold this heap, behold this pillar, which I cast betwixt me and thee. This heap be a witness, and this pillar be a witness, that I will not pass over this heap to thee, and that thou shalt not pass over this heap and this pillar unto me for harm. The God of Abraham and the God of Nahor, the God of their father, judge betwixt us. And Jacob swore by the fear of his father Isaac. Then Jacob offered sacrifice upon the mount. 55, early in the morning, Laban rose up and kissed his sons and daughters and blessed them. And Laban departed and returned unto his place. This could have been a very bad scene, a time of mutual revenge. But instead, peace was made. There was a covenant made. And we're going to set something here to remember this. That I'm not going to cross this point to do you any harm, and you the same. You won't cross it. I believe we need some boundaries in our lives. We need some commitments that we can make. A husband and wife make a commitment when they get married. That's a monument, isn't it? That's like erecting a pillar that's saying, I'm not going to go beyond certain boundaries. Lord, help us that we'll be willing to put up some boundaries in our lives. Something that we can look back on and remember. There is a day that I made a commitment to another person. With more than 2,000 federal soldiers in pursuit, Chief Joseph led about 800 Nez Perce Indians toward the Canadian border and freedom. The tribe outmaneuvered the soldiers, traveling more than 1,700 miles across Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana before surrendering. And before, at that point of surrender, Chief Joseph had these words to say. Tell General Howard I know his heart. What he told me before, I have it in my heart. I am tired of fighting. Our chiefs are killed. Looking Glass is dead. Tahulhul Shoot is dead. The old men are all dead. It is the young men who say yes or no. He who led the young men is dead. It is cold. We have no blankets. The little children are freezing to death. My people, some of them have run away to the hills and have no blankets, no food. No one knows where they are, perhaps freezing to death. I want to have time to look for my children, to see how many of them I can find. Maybe I shall find them among the dead. Hear me, my chiefs. I am tired. My heart is sick and sad. From where the sun now stands, I will fight no more forever. It's as if this Indian chief set a pillar that day. And he said, from where the sun now stands, I will fight no more forever.
Yes.
That's it. Sometimes we need to be able to set some pillars like that in our lives.
Yes.
To say, this is it. I'm not going back anymore. I am sick of fighting. The song says, I'm tired of sin and straying, Lord. Now I'm coming home. I'll trust thy love, believe thy word. Lord, I'm coming home. My soul is sick. My heart is sore. Now I'm coming home. My strength renew. My hope restore. Lord, I'm coming home. Just as that Indian chief was sick and sore,
yes,
tired, there comes a point in our lives we have to be willing to set a monument, set a pillar, and say, beyond this point, Lord, I'm never going back again.
Yes,
I'm tired of straying. I want to ask you today, what kind of pillars are you setting in your own lives? The children of men were building a great monument. They were building the Tower of Babel, but it was not a project that had the blessing of the Lord. All of us in our lives are accomplishing something. We're building some type of monument.
Yes.
Leaving some kind of record behind. Is it something that has the blessing of the Lord? Or is it a Tower of Babel? Is it something that we are making a name for ourselves? No matter how big our bank account, who's really going to care eventually? I thought about Steve Jobs and his billions. Billions of dollars. What good is it now? Really, that monument, that pillar that he erected of greatness, of excellent products or whatever it was, really, what does it matter now? What kind of pillars are we erecting in our lives? Are we making a name for ourselves? Sometimes people succeed in doing that in a religious sense. They build up their name as being some great religious leader. Let's read in Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. I thought about Jesus and the fact that he prayed to the Father, glorify thy name. Jesus' prayer was not glorify my name, but it was glorify thy name. I believe we need some pillars erected in our lives that are not self-glorification pillars, but they are monuments to what the Lord has done.
Yes.
To be able to look back and recognize this was the place that God met me. And God made me a promise. And God gave me the victory. Maybe it's a time that we made peace with someone that had been a great trial to us. Been enemies. But a time that peace was made. A good place to set up a pillar, isn't it?
Yes.
A place to say, I'm never going to cross that to do you harm.
Yes.
And you never do the same to me as well. We need some of these types of pillars and monuments in our lives. The times that God parted the Jordan for us or parted the Red Sea.
Yes.
We need some things that we can look back. The time that the Lord saved us from our sins. The time that the Lord filled us with the Holy Spirit. I think those are a lot better pillars to leave behind than the monument that Absalom made unto himself to preserve his own name. The Tower of Babel, that they had idolatrous intentions. to reach up to the heavens themselves. Lord, help us that we'll have some pillars in our lives that we can look back. And God Himself can remind us, just like the angel did to Jacob, I'm the Lord God that met you at the place where you set up that pillar.
Thank the Lord.
May the Lord help each one and encourage us today. Amen.